It is going down in H-Town, people. The Houston Rockets have selected Jabari Smith Jr. with the number 3 pick in the NBA draft. I'm telling you, y'all have messed up now. Y'all have messed up. I'm telling you, like about a couple months ago, when I looked up this young man's highlights, I'm like, damn, this guy can shoot all over the place. Three-pointer, elbow, mid-range, center of the goal, left, right, corner of the goal. The angles, the elbows that extends out to the three-point line. This guy can shoot all over the place. And guess what? He can catch and shoot, and he can dribble and shoot. But a lot of his points come from catching and shooting. Doesn't need to take a lot of dribbles. I'm not going to lie. He kind of reminds me in that department. It kind of reminds me of a Klay Thompson a little bit. Yeah, it reminds me of Klay Thompson. Because if you notice with Klay Thompson game, you know, he doesn't have to dribble the ball a lot to get his shot off because of his height and his release, his shot release, right? He can flat out shoot. And that's what Jabari Smith is, okay? Like, and guess what? And he loves to play defense. So in a way, it looks like the Rockets got a 6'10" version of Klay Thompson potentially, okay? But I think he's a bit more mobile than Klay Thompson. I think he's more athletic than Klay Thompson, okay? But, hey, the fact that you're getting a player that's similar to Klay Thompson, that is a big plus right there. Because Klay Thompson is potential Hall of Fame player, four-time NBA champion, all right? And I think – but hold on, let me get back to what I was saying, all right? So I looked at that one video of him a couple months ago, and I said, you know what? There's no way this dude dropping down to the Rockets if the Rockets don't get the number one pick. And the Rockets didn't get the number one pick. They got the third pick. So I'm thinking, okay, well, there's no way that the Orlando Magic is going to allow this guy to go. They're not going to pick anybody ahead of him. I like Chet Holmgren. I like Banchero. I like him. That's who I thought the Rockets was going to get. I love that dude's game. But once I saw that Smith Jr. did not go number one, I'm like, okay, there's no way in hell that the OKC Thunder are going to allow this young man to go to the Rockets. And boom, they draft Holmgren, which is still a good choice, okay? And I'm like, okay, the Rockets better not allow this young man to go past them, okay? And they picked him. And check this out. I have no idea what the Houston Rockets identity is going to be. I do not know. Because we have a whole lot of players on this team, and it feels like the general manager, Raphael Stone, he's gearing up to do a big-time trade, okay? So I'm trying not to get too attached to a lot of players on this team. But I'm telling you, what I'm looking at, my projected core for this team, number one, Jalen Green. Number two, Alperen Şengün. Number three is Josh Christopher. Number four is Jabari Smith Jr. Okay, you got to keep those four, all right? Then I would say, you know, you could keep Jayshon Tate or Kenyon Martin Jr., one of those two. I don't think we're going to be able to keep both of them. But I'm going to be honest with you. I would prefer to have Kenyon Martin Jr., okay? Because he has improved with his three-point shooting. I love his athletic ability. That is irreplaceable. And he's a shot blocker. You can have him out there at center if you want. He's 6'7", but guess what? You can have, like, if Draymond Green can guard centers at 6'6", Martin can too. He'll just be a better shot blocker than Draymond Green. But anyways, Jabari Smith, man, this guy here, like, with Kevin Porter Jr., if he's going to be the Rockets point guard this season, Kevin Porter Jr., he does a lot of dribbling. Okay? So I really feel like, okay, if you're Jabari Smith Jr., okay, he can score a lot of points without being ball dominant. And you need players like that whenever you have a ball dominant point guard, okay? But me personally, I'd rather have Jalen Green handling the rock, okay? Like a lot of teams, they play positionless basketball. So, you know, but anyways, this guy here, man, I love his game. 6'10", and he can flat out shoot like that. Oh my goodness! And when you got a player like Alperen Şengün, I mean, to be honest with you, Şengün could be the point forward or point center, just like how Jokic does it in Denver. Yeah, Şengün can do that. All right, and you got Green. Oh, you got shooters on this team. Oh my goodness, man! Jabari Smith, that is a hell of a pick. Love it. Love it. Another pick the Rockets got. This guy Eason out of LSU. Oh my goodness. This dude here, man, like I'm not sure how many minutes he's gonna get, but like I love his intensity on defense and I love his intensity when he attacks the basket. Like this dude here can attack the rim with reckless abandon. Like I'm like, dang, man, this dude here is like, how did he get down to number 17? Like, how is that possible? Okay, but I'm gonna try not to get too attached because I got a feeling he might end up being traded because he reminds me of Kenyon Martin in a way, but he can shoot. He's a 35% 3-point shooter. He can go to the basket. He reminds me of Kenyon Martin Jr. in a way. He can, man, his jumping ability is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. Like I would be surprised. Trust me, I would not be surprised if he might win a slam dunk contest or something, right? But this guy here, I like this guy. I like him. He looks real good. Looks real good. And the point guard out of Kentucky, Ty Ty Washington. His game here, man, his game is like, what's the word I'm looking for? A straight up hooper, man. When I see his game, like I'm like when I looked up highlights on him, when I looked up highlights on this young man, even the thumbnail picture on him, he has that hooper face. Like, he has that look where it's like, okay, I'm about to break you down and attack. All right, I'm about to break you down and attack. Okay, and this dude here, man, like I love how he gets to the basket. Okay, they say he's one of the best pick and roll players at the guard position in this year's draft. So I think that could be very, very beneficial to the Rockets or to any team if the Rockets trade him. But this when you've got a guy like Alperen Şengün and you have Jabari Smith Jr., that's very, very important. Like if you can run pick and roll with those guys, because you run a pick and roll with them, those guys they can pick and pop, they can pick and roll to the basket. And he's also a real good shooter, real good passer. I mean, watching highlights of him right now, I'm like, man, this dude here, okay. I like his game. I like his game. I love his game. But you know what? The thing about it, though, with the Rockets, what's hard to figure out right now is what is their identity going to be? Right now, we have no idea what the Rockets' identity is going to be. We do know that they're trying to trade John Wall. They're trying to trade Eric Gordon. They already traded Christian Wood. Okay, but who else you have on this team? You got Josh Christopher, Kevin Porter Jr. I think Kevin Porter Jr. might end up getting traded. That is highly possible. But this Houston Rockets team, I think the sky's the limit for this Rockets team. I think they do have the potential to get a number eight seed or get a play or at least participate in the play-in tournament. Me, I have high hopes, high expectations for the Rockets all the time because I am a diehard Rockets fan. Okay, I bleed red. What's the color of the Rockets? Red. So it makes sense, right? But I do believe that the Houston Rockets, if let me see, if you're keeping, okay, of course you're going to keep Green, right? Green, Şengün, Christopher, Smith Jr., Tate. You have those five on this team. This team here is going to be a number eight seed. It's going to be a number eight seed. I'm telling you, this is going to be a number, at least a number eight seed. Rockets are going to the playoffs. And guess what? I'm on the road to start back my hashtag Rockets in six. I'm telling you that, man. But this was an awesome draft, real good draft, man. I'm proud of the Rockets. I like the talent that they have, but hopefully we could form an identity. We could form an identity with this squad. All right, y'all share your thoughts. Let me know what y'all think about the Houston Rockets in this draft. Share your thoughts and let me know. What do you think? Are these three good picks? Are these three good bad picks? Who do you think is going to stay on this team? Who is going to be the Rockets core four entering the 2022-2023 season? Once again, thank y'all for tuning in. Stu Dedda Game Podcast. Peace out.